I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy football.
It's time for One Dude with a Fantasy. One dude with just one fantasy. Okay. Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app. Bo Johnson gives you the latest fantasy football updates, picks, and more to make sure your team is a winner.
Look, I don't know what sort of twisted fantasy you've concocted.
One Dude with a Fantasy is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Bo Johnson.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to One Dude with a Fantasy, man. Abe Gordon decides to come all the way in here into the studio. Mount Everest, highest peak in the on the Earth, on our Earth. I get it mixed up with the ones like Vesuvius, Mount McKinley. I know the highest active volcano in the United States is Mount Rainier. Look, man, I just forgot Chris Olave's name. You think I'm going to remember Mount Everest just cold turkey like that? But Mount Everest, tallest peak in the United States, in the world, our Earth, and Olympus Mons, twice that tall. Very impressive structure is Olympus Mons. Again, we're not here to talk about planets. But hey, if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm a huge nerd like that. I love space exploration. And traveling to space would do it in a heartbeat. Speaking of space, Devontae Adams plays with Aaron Rodgers again. So what do we do with the New York Jets? All right. So the biggest question for people about the New York Jets is Garrett Wilson. All right. I don't think Garrett Wilson's season is going to be derailed by any stretch of the imagination. If anything, I honestly believe that this is going to help Garrett Wilson. As much as Aaron Rodgers has flutter eyes for Alan Lazard, Alan Lazard is probably going to be phased out, and it's not like you were starting Alan Lazard on a weekly basis anyway, unless you're in like a 16-team league. But if you take this weekend as just one example, the New York Jets are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers have a young man named Joey Porter. When they play good receivers, we're going to get to this in Fire and Ice a little bit more, but when they play good receivers, Joey Porter shadows. So now the question is, does Joey Porter shadow Devontae Adams? Or does Joey Porter shadow Garrett Wilson? Option number three is just for him to remain on one side of the field. So you're either looking at, I don't think Joey Porter is just going to ignore Garrett Wilson for Devontae Adams, but I do think that he's going to shadow Devontae Adams most of the time. Up to this point in their NFL careers, Devontae Adams, ding, 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 hello, has been the better wide receiver. Possibly a Hall of Fame career. Garrett Wilson has that trajectory, but he's only like in year three. So I think this helps Garrett Wilson. Is it going to, you know, steal a few targets away from Garrett Wilson initially? Probably, but I don't think it's going to be nothing that it's going to cause any concern. Now, who it is going to cause concern by is Alan Lazard. Sorry, buddy. Tyler Conklin. Sorry, Chief. If those of you that have been starting Tyler Conklin as a tight end, you're probably in like a two tight end league or a one of these weird super scoring for tight end leagues. Tyler Conklin, sorry, you're going to have to look elsewhere. My mistake. 404-726-0929. If you do want to get in touch, you can give us a call. Noel's on the other side of the glass holding down the phone line there and the call screener. Give us a shout. What's up, Bo here? What's up, Rusty? So he's got a Mike Tomlin. Is this a good decision about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields? Well, Rusty, that was coming up right here in about 30 seconds. Ricky Waters or Marshall Faulk, man. I have a Ricky Waters jersey in my house, an Eagles Ricky Waters jersey. But if I'm talking fantasy football, it's Marshall Faulk all day long, 7 days a week, twice on Sunday over Ricky Waters. All right, so Devontae Adams.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah, by the way, that hammy injury, gone. starting on Sunday. Play him. Put him in there. You know, Aaron's going to try to force feed him. I do believe that Joey Porter's going to be all over Davante Adams, but it's not like you're going to not start Davante Adams. Play him. He's a locking in guy. You know, and when he has a cover corner on him, a good one, it's not like the Marshawn Lattimore to Mike Evans effect. You know, Davante Adams is good, and while if Joey Porter does shadow him on Sunday, his production is going to be lower than what it would have been. But it's no cause for, like, just you're going to start Davante Adams. Don't get that cute. All right. So, Amari Cooper traded to the Bills. You got to love this if you're an Amari Cooper owner, because he goes from a garbage offense with a garbage quarterback to a pretty good offense with a great quarterback that's only needed a wide receiver one on his team to be wildly successful. Josh Allen's been running the football more lately because he doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to. We thought it was going to be one of the two tight ends. Khalil Shakir's had a decent season. This may even help Khalil Shakir. Everybody else that plays for the Bills as a pass catcher, outside of the tight end, you can pretty much stash on your bench. Khalil Shakir should be a suitable flex play for you moving forward. Amari Cooper, you got to love this for Amari Cooper next week. Not a good matchup for the Bills this week. We're going to get into that in Fire and Ice. But I love this for Amari Cooper. Don't love this for everybody else. And why would it not be a great situation for Khalil Shakir when it is a good situation for Garrett Wilson? Because they're different. Khalil Shakir is not as good as Garrett Wilson is. Light bulb. All right. So while Khalil Shakir was not a every week starter with no Amari Cooper, Garrett Wilson was an every week starter with no Davante Adams and still should be an every week starter, whereas Khalil Shakir is not. He'll have days. He's going to turn into Gabe Davis. One week he's going to be good. One week he's not. You're never going to know when that's going to happen. That's why he's a flex play and not an every week starter. Tyreek Hill. So trade deadlines are looming. It's week 8 in a lot of leagues. It's week 10 in some. Whenever your trade deadline is. I mentioned this in the first segment. So Tua's not going to play this week, but he's eligible next week. I'm not sitting here saying that he's going to play next week. We don't know when he's going to play. Tyreek Hill can always runs fast, and even Snoop Huntley can get him the ball deep at some point during a game. Tyreek Hill, I'm still starting every week. Jaylen Waddle, not so much. Tyler Huntley's only going to throw the ball around so much. You may get lucky with Jaylen Waddle, but Tyreek Hill is going to be the focal point. All right. I think Tua's going to play at some point this season. I don't know if it's going to be next week. So to me, Tyreek Hill, I would definitely be looking to trade for. If you can get him on the cheap, or if you can get him without giving up a lot of dynasty, you know, capital, but you're acquiring one of the best wide receivers in the NFL with Tua on the field. With him not on the field, he's still a wide receiver one on a National League football team, and he is one of the fastest people in the NFL. So all he's got to do is get loose once or twice a game to pay off that start. He's not going to pay off where you drafted him in the first round, probably early. But he'll pay at least off wide receiver two status on a weekly basis. Definitely flex. And then the Russell Wilson, Justin Fields thing. I don't agree with Justin Fields being benched for Russell Wilson, but I understand why they did it. Justin Fields has been a force with his legs, but he hasn't made some of the best throws, and he's only throwing the ball for 150 yards a game. Now, what does this do for the Pittsburgh Steelers pass catchers? Every one of the Pittsburgh Steelers that catches footballs should be elevated. Now, there's not a whole lot here. We're talking about George Pickens. All right, look, Russ is going to be a pocket passer. He's no longer a running quarterback. He was barely even that with the Seahawks. And he didn't run when he was with the Broncos either, but that's just a forgettable story altogether. So Russ is going to be more of a pocket passer. Is he going to light the world on fire? Not every game, but he probably will have some good games where he throws for, you know, 250 plus. But if George Pickens just learned how to stop being a jerk, maybe you should move into the slot. See how that works. If you weren't such a jerk, George Pickens, maybe offenses would scheme the ball to you like they do, like the Lions do for Amon-Ra St. Brown. Whatever he called him, slot something, slot magnet, slot something, talking crap. Stop being a jerk. You want the ball schemed to you. Slot merchant. Thank you, Noel. No idea why George Pickens. Yeah, of course he's a slot merchant. It's like Michael Thomas was when he was with the Saints. If you're good at football, they scheme the ball to you. That's what that's called. So anyways, for those of you that for some reason at the beginning of the season, tight end was a super deep position. Now the Pittsburgh Steelers tight end should be a pretty good player for you too. And then Jaylen Warren. Jaylen Warren should be relevant now as a pass catcher for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm not saying starting this week. Najee Harris is numero uno with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Jaylen Warren should be woken out of his slumber, at least with Russell Wilson at quarterback. So I don't like Russell Wilson as a startable fantasy quarterback, not yet. Maybe in a two-quarterback league. But all of his pass catchers should be elevated. All right? Is that music I'm hearing already playing? That was the that was all of the topics that we did have for that subject matter. So we're going to roll through Fire and Ice in 14 minutes when we come back. So to wrap that up, Devontae Adams, love it for him. Don't hate it for Garrett Wilson either. Amari Cooper, love it for him next week. Tyreek Hill, trade for him. Steelers pass catchers, there's three of them. You want them. All right, when we come back, it's Fire and Ice. This is One Dude with Fantasy, Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Now, it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A little system here for you. 7:40 in the morning. AM. About 12 or 13 minutes left on One Dude with a Fantasy here. Go ahead and kick it, Surge. Oh, not yet. That was a little early. It's building up, though. Fire and ice time. I told you I was going to have you bench two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. We're going to roll through. There it goes. Nope, not quite yet. Okay, now. Patrick Mahomes versus the San Francisco 49ers. Look, if you're a Patrick Mahomes owner in fantasy football this year, it's been so frustrating. Look, I get it. And I'm not saying he just go out and bench him, but you probably have a better option. You may or may not, depending on the size of the league that you're in. If you're in a 16-team league, like the only league that I have with my brother Andy Bunker, the only league that I am in that we have Patrick Mahomes is a 16-team league, and I doubt there's much out there. Last week when the Chiefs were on the bye, we had to start Spencer Rattler. So there you go. Mahomes is quarterback 20 on the year in fantasy points per game, 19th in passer rating and passing touchdowns, 19th. 10 and 12 team leagues, that's not even usable unless it's a two-quarterback league. All right, the 49ers have also allowed the 11th lowest passer rating in the NFL, and they're right there in the middle. They give up 215 yards a game. Now, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes might just want to shout YOLO today, FTW, and try to blow the 49ers out. That's what I would try to be doing. Because the 49ers are on this big, hey, revenge tour, revenge game. I don't know if they're saying that, but we are saying that. Us media folk, fantasy analysts, football fans. We want it to be a revenge game. 49ers, baby, woo! Got beat in the Super Bowl last year. So, not a good matchup for Patrick Mahomes. Take with that what you will. Also, Aaron Rodgers. Look, I know Devontae Adams just got to the team. Devontae Adams probably startable. Aaron Rodgers, not really. He's quarterback 22 in fantasy points per game. He has had two top 12 weeks out of six. He's 26th in the league in passer rating. Steelers are great against the pass. They allow the 11th fewest passing touchdowns and 8th lowest passer rating. You did not draft Aaron Rodgers to be your starting quarterback, I would assume. Just wait a week. Let's see how they do versus a good pass defense. And then, look, if he has success, and by success, if he throws for 200 yards and two touchdowns, you know, a pick, that would be a successful game as far as I would think. Doesn't mean they win the game, but we're not in it for wins and losses here. We're in it for fantasy football points. It's the beauty of the NFL. Doesn't matter if you lose. It all matters what you get in junk time, baby. All right, so I got somebody that we're about to boot off the show. We're about to stop talking about him. All right, I'm not one of those fantasy analysts that's going to come to work every week and be like, hey, you should probably start Ja'Marr Chase this week. Look, even if Ja'Marr Chase is going up against Patrick Surtain or Joey Porter or Christian Gonzalez, you start Ja'Marr Chase. So I'm never going to hear, you're never going to hear start Ja'Marr Chase this week. He's a fire pick, come out of my mouth. He should be in your lineup anyway. What are you doing? Don't get too cute. All right, now, a guy we're about to move into that category, Baker Mayfield. Yeah, that guy. He's been three times the fantasy quarterback Patrick Mahomes has been this season. The Chiefs are undefeated. The Bucs are 4-2 or 3 or something like that. But this is fantasy football. Second highest scoring quarterback for the season in quarterback fantasy football points is Baker Mayfield. All right? Or 135 total fantasy points and 22.5 points per game. 22 points per game is what Baker Mayfield. I don't think Patrick Mahomes scored over 20 since like week 7 of last year. It's crazy how fantasy football just turns your world upside down. Also, the Ravens' defense has surrendered the second most fantasy points to the quarterback position this season. Great matchup for Baker Mayfield. Look, it looks scary on paper. You know, Ravens' defense, great run defense, not a great pass defense. You got to be able to separate the two. You can roll out Baker Mayfield every week, lineup lock. All right? You may have Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield on your team because Baker Mayfield was drafted late. I'm talking by 10th round. If you have that position you're in, trade freaking Pat Mahomes on name value alone. Get you something for him. All right, let's go to London. Trevor Lawrence versus the Pats. He's been bad. I get it. The Jaguars have been, or the Patriots have been much worse as a pass defense. Seventh most pass yards allowed per game at 229. 12th highest passer rating. They've been in London for 2 weeks now. He's got two straight games with 18-plus points, does Trevor Lawrence. Bad start of the season. He's starting to come around. You can start Trevor Lawrence versus the Patriots. You can also start Drake May versus the Jaguars in his second ever start in the NFL. He was quarterback 9 last week in his first. Is that going to happen every week? Probably not. But the Jacksonville Jaguars give up the most pass yards per game, 277 of them, and the most passing touchdowns on the season to opposing quarterbacks. Tasty matchup for Drake May. Should you start Drake May this week over Patrick Mahomes? Who thought we would ever say that? I'm going to say yes, because that's why I have one in fire, one in ice. That's how it works. And look, I'll eat crow if it doesn't happen like that for you. Patrick Mahomes hadn't been good, though. You know it. You know it. Geno Smith versus the Falcons. How about volume? Geno leads the NFL in passing attempts and yards per game. He's quarterback 10 in fantasy points per game. Look, the Falcons are middle of the road. They give up some stuff. 200 yards through the air per game, but they have allowed the 13th most passing touchdowns. Geno Smith, startable. You know who else is startable? Let's flip the field. Kirk O'Chains, baby. He's walking into the Seattle trap and taking their trap. Quarterback 18 in fantasy points per game. That's not great in a 10 or 12 point league, but since week 4, the Jaguars have given up 20-plus points to Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, and Daniel Jones. They've allowed the second most passing touchdowns in the league and the second most fantasy points via the air. Start Kirk Cousins versus the Seattle Seahawks. Start both quarterbacks out of that game. As we move forward to running backs, who are we going to ice this week? Jordan Mason versus the Chiefs. Look, Jordan Mason, the fast start was amazing. It was fun. Over the last month, he's been averaging 13 points a game. If you had Christian McCaffrey and you handcuffed him with Jordan Mason, you may be stuck there. Not a good matchup this week. The Chiefs haven't allowed any running back to get over 14 points this season. They haven't been facing schlubs either. They've gone against Kamara, Bijan, Derrick Henry, three of the five. They had a bye week last week. No running back has eclipsed 14 points versus the Chiefs. I doubt Jordan Mason's going to do it. If he falls into the end zone, good on you. If you don't have a better option, look, bye weeks are a thing. Let's take a look right here. The teams on a bye this week. I should have Bears and Cowboys, only two teams. So you only got one running back there that was even really startable. But Jordan Mason, not a great play. Aaron Jones, Ty Chandler, whichever one of them plays. I told you in the injury report, Aaron Jones is questionable. Ty Chandler may get the start there. I don't think I would do it versus the team that is allowing the third fewest yards a game in the Detroit Lions. And that number is 83. 83 rush yards per game. Total. Running backs, quarterbacks, all added together, 83 yards a game. Not a good start for Aaron Jones or Ty Chandler. Who are we going to start instead of those guys? How about Tony Pollard versus the Bills? Yeah, that scary Bills defense. So Tony Pollard is running back number 18 on the season in points per game. The Bills are going up the 10th most rushing yards per game. That's 140. 140 yards per game do the Buffalo Bills give up. All right? You can run on the Bills. Start Tony Pollard. Also, Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler versus the Panthers. Brian Robinson, we went over this in the injury report, is questionable. Austin Eckler is definitely going to play. If Robinson sits, Eckler's a great play. If Robinson plays, they're both playables. Y'all remember last week? The Panthers are giving up the third most rush yards per game, 154 rush yards per game. Last week, Bijan, 95 yards and two touchdowns. That's good for 26 points. His backup, in air quotes, Tyler Algier, 105 yards on the ground, a touchdown and a two-point conversion. That's good for 20 points. They allowed two 20-point rushers last week. Look, Austin Eckler is involved in the pass game much more than Algier is, and I only compare those two because they're both the backups, in air quotes. Start Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler versus the Panthers. Sit back and watch the points accumulate. J.K. Dobbins versus the Cardinals. This one's almost a no-brainer. J.K. Dobbins is almost to the point where we're not going to talk about him anymore. It's officially his job now. 25 carries for 96 yards and a touchdown last week. That's good for 18 fantasy points. The Cardinals have surrendered the most rushing yards over the last month at 735, and they've allowed the fourth most rushing yards per game. That's 153 on the ground. So Gus Edwards on IR, J.K. Dobbins, the job is yours. Kamani Vidal should now be owned in fantasy football leagues. Not quite to the point where we're going to start him yet, but he is the handcuff for J.K. Dobbins now, and you can assume with a touchdown last week in his first game ever, through the air, might you, on a great little wheel route, Kamani Vidal is going to be, if something happens to J.K. Dobbins, the guy to go to. Wide receivers. Who are we icing? We're icing George Pickens. Pickens is wide receiver 47 in fantasy points per game. He only has two top 24 games. That's a wide receiver, too. All right, the Jets have allowed the fourth fewest receiving yards per game to perimeter wide receivers. That's where George Pickens plays. Second fewest pass yards per game at 149. Only one wide receiver has scored over 15 points versus the New York Jets this season. That guy's name, Jay Jetta, Justin Jefferson. All right, George Pickens, stop being a jerk and get the ball more, especially now with Russell Wilson. Not going to happen for you this week. Doesn't even matter if George Pickens plays on the left or the right. Don't know if he's going to be shadowed by Sauce. DJ Reed is questionable and on the injury report, so keep an eye on that. But if there's no Reed, then it's going to be Sauce on George Pickens all day. They'll probably get into a fight. Amari Cooper versus the Titans. Not this week. Do love Amari Cooper going to the Bills. Don't love him this week. The Titans have allowed the fewest pass yards per game at 137. That's total per game, pass yards, and the fewest points to the wide receiver position. All right, the Titans have a great pass defense. Anchored by my guy, I tell you what, I brain fart more in the mornings than anybody else. They went to Louisiana Tech to play for the Chiefs last year. Paid, great corner, probably the best in the league. Garrett Wilson versus the Steelers. Look, he's going to get Joey Porter Jr. One of those guys is going to get Joey Porter Jr. So I don't know that – I'm not going to ice Devontae Adams. He's healthy, and I do think Aaron Rodgers is going to look at him a lot. Because of Devontae Adams being on the team, I don't think Garrett Wilson is going to see a lot of Joey Porter. But here's some Joey Porter info. Against great wide receivers, he shadowed Drake London, Cortland Sutton, and Quentin Johnston. All right, London was 2 for 15. Sutton was 1 for 26, and Johnston was 2 for 44, but he scored. All right, Joey Porter Jr., great cornerback. Avoid him if you can. Calvin Ridley versus the Bills. As much as I need Calvin Ridley to have a good game, I don't know that he's going to. I just hope that he is. The Bills have allowed the 8th fewest fantasy points to receivers, 2nd fewest over the last 4 weeks. All right, you can run on the Bills. You can't pass on the Bills. That's how a lot of these defenses are. Some of them are just overwhelmingly good, and you just leave them in there, and they can just stop everybody. But not all of them. Not most of them. All right. Two receivers have eclipsed 16 fantasy points versus Buffalo. One of them was Alan Lazard. And we all remember that Hail Mary that he came down with. Was that last week, maybe? Without that Hail Mary, which was probably good for like 10 points, that one play, probably 11 or 12 points. Aaron, I think he threw that ball at 50 yards in the air. Calvin really not a good start versus the Bills. Look, I get it. I have to start Calvin Ridley. I'm praying. What up, Garrett? Over the other side of the glass. College Football Corner coming up next. Garrett Chapman, Abe Gordon. Who are we starting in fantasy football for wide receivers real quick? Christian Kirk versus the Pats. I know Christian Kirk's been bad, but he has a 20% target share, had a good game last week, and they're playing the Patriots. New England has allowed the 8th most receiving yards per game, 10th highest passer rating. It looks like Brian Thomas is going to see Christian Gonzalez, and because of that, Christian Kirk should have a good game. Pop Douglas has kind of made himself wide receiver one in New England. He's been wide receiver 30 in fantasy points per game, but he has a 22% target share. Jacksonville loves to give it up to slot receivers. That's where Pop Douglas plays, DeMario Douglas. And with Jalen Polk coming out saying that he's the best person on the team catching the football, something tells me that Drake May is going to be looking Pop Douglas this way. Finally, Michael Wilson, if he plays versus the Chargers, only has Trey McBride in his way. Chargers giving up the 11th most points to perimeter receivers. That's where Michael Wilson lives. And 192 yards per game, that's not great. But there's nobody else to catch the football. It's going to be Kyler Murray running around, Kyler Murray throwing the ball to Trey McBride, and Kyler Murray throwing the ball to Michael Wilson or Greg Dortch, but you don't want Greg Dortch. Also, keep an eye out on James Conner. He may not play. That's going to do it for One Dude with a Fantasy this week. I'm headed to watch some softball. Then I'm going to watch LSU stomp all over the Pigs. Go Tigers. I guess I can say go Dogs, too. I will be rooting for them. Never thought you'd heard that coming out of my mouth. College football game time's next. I'll see y'all next week. I am at Jedi Sports Radio on Twitter and IG. I am at Bo Johnson on Facebook. Holler at me if you got any questions this week. Peace.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.